Carbon Silicon is the new band project for Mick Jones from The Clash and Big Audio Dynamite, and his longtime friend Tony James from Sig Sig Sputnik and Generation X. The two got together in 2002 to make rocking, sample-heavy music, often with a political bent, that they released on their website originally. Now their album, The Last Post, is out, gathering all those songs together. They join us for an acoustic session. Turns out that before their more famous bands, they were in another band together called London SS.
Uh-oh.
The inappropriately named London SS.
Yes.
Who never recorded...
Very foolish young guys. Sorry.
Never made a record, never did a gig, but it's still
a
legend.
Only discuss show because we were rubbish.
And what happened? Was the name just made
we auditioned
an implosion?
Well, the name did us in, obviously. Yeah.
We auditioned a lot of people, but we always
it took
say
us
that
30 years to get over it.
Karma stopped us doing that band because, you know, if we'd have been a success called the London SS, we'd have been in deep trouble.
That was our manager, Eric Karma.
Well, Carbon Silicon finally has a real...
A conventional record.
Exactly,
yeah.
Thank you.
We've only got one, though.
But you've had...
You can have a listen, but I need it back.
But you did so many in the virtual world. And maybe it's funny because the name kind of seems more appropriate from where you started because you had Carbon Silicon. Well, maybe you should explain it, Tony, because the name seems
well,
to...
I have the read.
Have a go, anyway.
It was to represent the two of us, really. Carbon being the soul and silicon being the computer.
Yeah, so like basically carbon charcoal ashtray and silicon diamond in the middle of it.
So we have a different view of things, you can see that.
It's all up for personal interpretation, but we wanted an anti-name because we didn't want to be a big shot name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We don't want an anti-name.
Absolutely.
It also came from a piece that I'd read about, they're saying that the humans will be carbon silicon hybrids in the future, and I kind of like that.
And that was from Isaac Asimov.
But also, speaking of the computer portion of that, weren't there a lot more samples involved early on?
When we first started, we made all of the music all out of samples because, you know, we've done a lot of bands, both of us, and we played a lot of guitar, and it was as if it gave us a fresh palette of colors to use. And we made the first song that we did, MP3, it was made out of a sample of Who's My Generation and Suicide's Ghost Rider, and then Mick wrote a new tune over the top. So it's kind of where we came from, the mashup culture.
Yeah, but then now it's a band. And
well, you know, that allowed us to make new music. But what we found in that mashup, found ourselves.
Yeah, it's like doing a painting, and then when you want to do it quickly, you fill in the sea and the sand behind the background, and that was like the samples, and then we stuck ourselves on top of it.
That's right.
Or something like that. You know what I mean? But it was only a means to an end. It wasn't really the main deal, and so we got rid of all that stuff now because we feel more confident in ourselves.
Yeah, so now we found ourselves again. So it's just me and Mick, guitar, bass and drums.
Who are you?
Well, and today, I guess...
We had a gravelly lunch just now, I got to tell you.
It sounds like it was great. now, this is kind of the charcoal sketch version of things with the acoustic guitar today. So,
I mean, we rarely play acoustic guitar.
We don't do unplugged.
We generally don't do unplugged.
Uncut.
Yes. So, yeah, half cut, we're going to do for you.
We've done most of our acoustic repertoire already at that start. Did you get that bit of twiddling?
Yep.
Well, I was wondering if you could do the news to begin because I...
On acoustic? Are you kidding me?
That took us ages to do that. That took us ages. We had to go and go out in the field like a reporter first to get that story.
The news changes,
you can't just do that. We can give it to you on webcam later.
Yeah. Can we do the news on acoustic?
No.
No.
But we can do any other requests.
Any other requests? God, ask us something easy. How about Magic Suitcase? We could do that
one. Can't do that. We've done it already.
All right. Okay. How about Wideman Fight?
You pick one and we'll tell you if we can do it or not.
Wideman
Fight. All right, we can do that. Hang on a minute. I'll get my guitar out.
Mick's getting the guitar out.
I might have to do it really quick.
Yeah.
Right? I might have to do it really fast.
Try and run the tape fast.
Can you do that? Can you run it at... can you run it at 78?
He's getting the guitar out.
Come on now.
I can't believe we're doing this.
What are we doing?
God,
give me
an
E.
They're in tune.
They're not.
They are.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. I'll do it really quick.
Mick's going to do one.
Religion,
for you.
Race, colour, creed, whatever. Law, job, place, drugs, whatever. Yeah, 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 whatever. Yeah, 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 whatever. Religion, race, colour, creed, whatever. Why do men fight? Thank you very much.
Any other requests?
Maybe we
do
should...
Do one of your good ones, Mick.
Shall I do a new one?
Yeah, we could do a new one.
This yeah. one's called Stonehenge, and it's like a jazz fugue in B minor.
I want to tell the listeners I'm using a Jerry Garcia pick here, so that informs
that is important.
Music.
That's an important thing. I'm using a Mick Jones, but it's a different Mick Jones. It's the Mick Jones from Foreigners pick.
Yeah.
Maybe we should play something from the album, eh?
Hooked on a feeling.
We'll do one from the album.
Hooked on
you
a feeling.
We could do a bit of Magic Suitcase.
In E.
Yeah. Hang on.
About to A. Well, all right. Well, all right, my baby. I love this bit coming up. Well, a dee 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 dee.
Does that on that TV show special? You know where he wears the leather.
That's alright. That's alright. That's alright, my honey. Anyway.
Just for them, we'll do a little bit of Magic Suitcase. I'm going to play it. You can sing it.
Okay, cool. I'll get into the groove now.
We're finding the groove.
The Magic Suitcase seems to contain all that you want from your life to gain. But what does it profit a man if he should lose his soul and live in pain? The Magic Suitcase, when on the wrong flight, I checked it in the middle of the night. Passport in at the gate, I get the feeling that it was too late to ever be alright. And I'm standing at the airport behind the yellow line, waiting for bomb disposal, hoping to make my flight in time. Anxious faces in the view, waiting for the clean-up crew. They took the magic suitcase and blew it all away. Suitcase is the suitcase that they bring the drugs in for you on the Tour de France. You know,
this
the steroids.
This was written about a real
it's
thing,
true.
Though, wasn't it, Mick?
That was true.
Was this, you did lose the suitcase,
okay,
didn't
when's
you?
The guy coming with the magic suitcase? Oh, yeah, I lost the suitcase.
That is a rare. Have you ever played these acoustically?
You've said it, me.
We never played acoustic for anyone.
Well, I'm impressed.
So there's a guy standing outside the door with a big pile of money now. So that's that's what's driving us here.
It's not Garfunkel, is it?
This is not as much money as we expected.
I did want to play the news, which is the track that begins it.
Well, you can play the proper record.
That's
you?
What I was going to do it because
we love this one.
It's so incredible. It's very optimistic, and so much of obviously what's going on in the world leads one in a completely different direction. And was that purposeful as a way to lead off this
Definitely.
Record?
Yeah, it's like a fantasy.
Wouldn't it be great if people smiled at each other, cared about things?
But you fool.
Wouldn't it be great if the news was good instead of making you depressed? If
I
the
think
news felt
people kind and they mean it, that would be really great.
Yeah.
Instead of taking advantage of you.
But. But anyway, this is the news. This is from the real release from Carbon Silicon, who are our guests today from The Last
All
Post. Which is the optimistic track that begins The Last Post, which is the first official album from Carbon Silicon. Was there a time when you thought you would never have any kind of official release or even, heck, a band?
I mean, we never set out to form a band, you know. We just set out to write songs and make music, you know. And the great thing was we were able to put those songs out on the internet and people could get to listen to it, you know, and there was no thoughts of record companies or radio or television or anything like that. You know, it was just about the thrill for us to make music. And it's kind of organically mutated into maybe we should go out and play a gig. You know, how great would that be?
As monks.
And now we are, you know. So now we're getting out there and we're going to do a few gigs and play the music to people.
I love Mick's habit there. He's really...
Yeah.
He looks...
Got a lot of habits.
Carbon Silicon are our guests today, and we're playing some music from The Last Post. And I don't know if you guys can do anything else acoustically, but one of my... Well, there's many favorites on this that we can't play on the radio, but I absolutely love Caesar's
Palace. We can
Pals.
Do... What? Oh, okay. I thought we could do What the Flux.
What the Flux, we liked to do.
That was so what I was thinking of, yes.
Yeah.
That's what we thought. What the
we
Flux
know,
is
I'll
fine.
Play
because
it.
Flux is an art movement.
That's right. Look, if it was when...
What the Flux. Sure, love can suck. When live is too much.
Well, it's one of those...
What the flux? Life can suck.
See, it's a hassle of a song. Great riff, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Flux is a big, important art movement that Yoko Ono was strongly, bigly involved in, in the early 60s.
And I particularly like how you've taken the entire work of Dostoevsky down into, you know, three words. And
I like to keep it simple.
He was a funny guy, wasn't he, Dostoevsky?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Here's a guy with a great attitude to life.
Some said a bit of an idiot, but we don't agree.
General, he was like, let's just be cool, right? Dostoevsky, he's the guy.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I wish a few more people would be like him.
We're talking with Carbon Silicon today. That's Tony James and Mick Jones.
I know you don't know what to ask us, right?
This is the after lunch
session. Please get
today.
These idiots out of here, somebody.
I know. I can see our manager through the glass pulling his hair out.
Oh no, not at all, not at all. But I would love to. I would just love to hear you attempt something else acoustically here, though. That would be.
I'll put the guitar away now.
No, right. Hang on. Mick's going to get the guitar out.
Okay. I'm
going to
do this one quickly as well.
Yeah,
you can join in,
team. Can't we do one that goes D to G, Mick? You know, something like
that.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see if I can find my. I can't find my pick. All right.
Okay. You're
just
asking a lot.
Just
I hope
a little
we're getting
bit.
Paid
Here
for
you
this.
Go. Right.
Uh-oh.
Darling, you've got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. Come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
This is easy.
Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. Come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
And thus ends our freewheeling session with Carbon Silicon with that Clash cover from Mick Jones and Tony James, two guys obviously having fun. Their album together as Carbon Silicon is called The Last Post. Coming up, a three-piece blues band that will make you maybe think of, if not forget, Cream when we get back here to the World Cafe.